धर्म यू शुड रीड चैत धर्म आफ्टर ऑल अरस विचार.
Now what they will do is that every tape they will make, send me a tape copy of their talks with you, and I will be reading, so I will not miss anything. And I have made a plan that this year I will spend 2 months with your permission, with you. Like, I will come here by the middle of, say, sometime in September.
September.
That means 1 month before Kartik. And I will stay for 1 month in Vrindavan. And then by that time we can finish the end part of Jayavadharma. And then I will come again at this time, next year.
This
and I will
is
stay for 1 month in January. And we can do Brihad Bhagavatamrita. That way 2 months. Is it all right?
All right.
It will not be a burden to you.
No. No, I never feel burden. But the seva of Guru and Gauranga. Because I cannot do prachar, but you can do.
Yeah, we will.
If I can give you anything new, then it is to give to all world. Mm. I see.
We will be your legs and hands, and you can be our brain and heart.
Not so. You are enough.
So he wrote down the questions for the next chapter.
The reference was the 22nd chapter. But you might need to have that...
Oh, Naveen!
Naveen!
I can ask one other question. There's four qualities that Krishna has that even Narayan does not have. Does that refer to only Vrijendranandana Krishna? Does that refer only to Vrindavan Krishna? Or also in Dvarka, these four qualities are there?
No. Only in Vrindavan.
The reason I asked is because one of the qualities is Krishna's beauty. Mm. And the example that is given is of Krishna in Dvarka.
No.
Looking at the marble and seeing his reflection. No.
That is in Nanda Bhavan.
Oh.
Not in Dvarka. So it's Jaiva Dharma
Ekhanerika.
Then it's
the...
It's
in Nanda Bhavan. In Dvarka, how to take makhan and misri? There is no makhan misri. There is only milk of buffalo.
Is that reference? It says Dvarka, but it's not.
It's not. It's
Nandavan.
And also Chaitanya.
In Gokul.
Kono dhari wo.
Diye rakha tha.
What adhyay? What chapter?
22nd.
Bas niye rakha tha. Ekhane ekhane do. Arey Hindi wala de na.
Hindi wala do.
What was that book? That was the wrong one.
No, this is Bengali. I want Hindi edition.
Hindi.
That I have done.
We're finding when we're reading, to understand this English translation, we in our minds have to translate so many things into Sanskrit. Because the English means no meaning. Like he says, joy-giving power.
Joy-giving power.
And we're thinking that must be Ladini Shakti. But
our Guru Maharaj kept Sanskrit words so many times.
It must be done.
Yeah. He has,
he has done wrong.
So no one will understand this book.
কি দেখবো?
এই কি ওষুধ দেশে ডাক্তার আছে, 2 মাস ওষুধ খাওয়া হয়েছে.
নবীনকে দেখাও.
এই 3 মাস
নবীনকে বলো,
সেই জন্য আজকের আবার এলাম ওষুধটা নিয়ে যেতে.
নবীনকে দেখাও, উনাকে বলো, ও সব ঠিক করে দিবে.
No English speaking person can understand this book unless he reads Prabhupada's books to find out what these terms mean.
I've kept all the same word that is in Sanskrit.
Yeah.
So it has been so beautiful.
And that's why even this will help us.
And have the same word, but some translated in Hindi. That he used to have done, but he has not done.
Okay, that's your question.
So, in the beginning there was some conversation, or it was Ekadasi day, and Babaji Maharaj, he goes into some ecstasy. And then they begin speaking about the tenth of the Das Mula.
Sarupavasthane.
Now, the first questions were, in the first time the Babaji...
Do you require light?
No.
And as soon as Babaji Maharaj starts speaking, he describes some stages. And we can't understand from this what these stages are.
Read something.
Okay. Babaji Maharaj is speaking.
Hmm.
All that I have taught you up until now is spiritual practice. While doing that practice...
You should read. Then I can have some idea. His pronunciation is purely...
It's okay? You want him to read?
No, he said your turn.
You want me to read?
Then I can catch something. Your pronunciation, I understand.
You want me to read? You just tell me what you want. So Babaji Maharaj is speaking. All that I have taught you up till now is spiritual practice.
Beginning?
Here it is. You can see the amount of...
First time Babaji Maharaj speaking in this chapter.
Achha.
First time.
Pari.
Okay.
Read, okay.
All that I have taught you up till now is spiritual practice. While doing that practice continuously, a state of maturity appears. Bhava, or the state of trance, is the harbinger of the state of maturity. The condition of maturity has been described as Sri Dashamula.
In Sri Dashamula. I think the question now is, then this, we couldn't understand, there seems to be, he describes
some steps.
This is shlok.
Then he gives a shlok. But we want to know, what is this whole thing now? What the stages, it seems to, now he's saying that these are the different stages. In this shloka, maybe.
He's telling that up to till now what I have said, the substance is this, that after doing so many sadhan practices, then siddhavastha comes. He has written siddhavastha?
No.
Siddhavastha comes after so many practices. That is raga nuga bhajan sadhan.
That means after so much Raganuga bhajan, Siddha Vastu comes.
Siddha Avastha comes.
Siddha Avastha. What does that mean?
Siddha Avastha, mane Sarup Siddhi.
Sarup
Siddhi.
Comes. Bhav is the... Abhas of Siddha Avastha. Understand?
Yes. Means Abbas means reflection or not reflection, the glow.
Yeah.
Indication? As when sun rises, before sunrise,
The
faint light.
Faint light.
So yeah. Bhav is that thing.
Yeah.
This is thing.
Bhav is the
first light of Siddhavastha.
Siddhavastha. Siddhavastha.
If bhava is clear, then we should know that now we are coming nearer to Siddhavastha.
Why is it called Siddhavastha instead of Swarup Siddhi? The same two meanings?
Same two meanings. Siddhavastha we can clearly understand.
And what does that word avastha mean?
From vastu? Siddhavastha means...
How is it formed? From vastu?
Swarup Siddhi and vastu Siddhi both. It means. So if he tells Swarup Siddha, then vastu Siddhi remains. So he has told Siddhavastha.
And combine it two words.
So it means both or?
Both.
But they are not the same.
They are not same, but in a link they are. They are no different things. Swarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. Vastu Swarup Siddhi is Purvabhas of Vastu Siddhi. What we'll have in Swarup Siddhi, that thing will we have in Siddhavastha. No other than Swarup Siddhi. Only there is Siddha, here is it is not Siddha. It is not perpetual here. There are mic disturbance here in Swarup Siddhi also. But in Siddhavastha, direct connection between Krishna and the Lila and with
us. In Vastu Siddhi.
Vastu Siddhi. But in Swarup Siddhi.
Because the body is still there.
Body is there. Mind is there.
When one takes his birth in that place where Krishna has his lila, that is Vastu Siddhi.
It may be not.
According to who it is. If it's not yet pure, then it may not be.
May not be.
There's some tinge. Just like in the Dandakaranya sages, some of them.
So many persons.
They were not yet perfect. Some of them.
No. So it may be that they have no Swarup Siddhi at all.
Even Swarup Siddhi. Yeah, it mentions like that. No. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the commentary has said like that.
So many persons saw Krishna in Radhika, but they had no bhakti. Some of them have some bhakti. Some of them has Vastu Swarup Siddhi. Some of them has Vastu Siddhi.
So far you got
that. Anything?
Let's see.
There was one. Well, let's see. The state of consumption. I couldn't figure
it. Consummation.
Consumption
is it?
It's the completion.
It says here.
Doing the translation of that poem.
Please give us the full meaning of this. You see, then he says, here's where we want. From where Babaji Maharaj begins speaking, all the way to, then he asks, who is Krishna? Who am I? We don't want that. We want this part. From Babaji Maharaj speaking, all of this. What is the meaning?
What you want?
We want to have explanation of what it is.
Then you should read.
All right.
And I...
So, at the state of maturity of devotional practice, when a man gains his real existence, then by dint of the joy-giving power...
Is that Ladini Shakti?
Ladini Shakti.
Ladini Shakti, okay.
He gets the highest state of emotion, which produces bhav, or trance, in the heart. Gradually, when he lands in that state of beatitude, he enjoys all happiness that the wealths of the world can bring. And when he gets at the state of consummation, that means the highest state, the full state.
What does it say there in the...
The state of completion. He enjoys all bliss desirable. Man cannot hope to have higher gains in life than this.
The question is this another like Sanskrit term? You know, like,
This is the translation of that.
Yes, this is the translation of this. Yes. So you have already explained it.
Mm.
And the next slope?
Mm. Next.
No, but then what is all this?
This is the meaning that he has done. He,
you have already given
after us. Doing Raganuga Bhakti, mm-hmm. Sadhan Bhakti, in his Paripakva Dasa, Paripakva Dasa means in his last stage, when it is most
most mature stage,
when a jeev is in his swarup avasthan, when he comes in his swarup siddhi, that I am a kishori, I am a sakha, I am very beautiful kishori, my qualities are like this, my age is like this, my seva is this, seva is, services is like this. Then, by the prabhava of Ladini Shakti, by the grace of Ladini Shakti, Madhur Rash Bhav, Madhur Rash comes directly in the heart of that sadhak. He has written anything?
The sloka that...
Huh? Yes, sir?
No, he has not written as you have said.
Huh?
Yes, he says like that. He says, at the state of maturity,
maturity.
Of devotional practice,
huh.
When a man gains his real existence,
huh.
Then by dint of the joy-giving power, by the grace of Ladini Shakti,
huh.
He gets the highest state of emotion,
okay.
Which produces bhava in the heart.
Okay. It is clear.
Then, what happens after that?
Hmm.
What is the next point?
Hmm.
Just from there to the end, what comes next?
After that, he's telling Arthat, the meaning of that, that in the heart of sadhak, the meaning of all these things that he has described, meaning is this, that in the heart of that kind of sadhak, sadhak, you know? Sadhak. Radha Krishna swajan parikarer angat hone ka bhav udit ho jata. He thinks that I am maid servant of Radhika like Manjari. And it is clear in his heart. By and by, he receives unalloyed sampat sukh. Sampat sukh.
Sampat means
all kind of
symptom.
What he has written.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Yeah, he said all that is all bliss.
All bliss.
That one may want.
Huh.
Anything.
Sampat sukh. And bilas akha. And the ananda which is in Radha Krishna playing.
Radha Krishna playing.
Krida.
Playing.
What they realize, Radha and Krishna, Chidananda, that sadhak also realizes all these things.
We like that.
What?
He writes what you have said, but not so clearly. Then what comes next?
Yes. A sloka. In this sloka, this prayojan tattva had been described.
Okay.
That's our question.
That was his question.
This is from Dashamula.
Huh.
This is the last
Last. Prabhu ko jivaha. That is, who is Krishna? Ek second ke liye.
We can wait outside.
Some degree. Not all degrees. He was telling, but we don't.
This is
Sarve Sukhna Bhavantu.
Arguma said these books are Bhavaushadi. One time, Guru Maharaj was having some heart palpitation. So his servant was doing this. Nothing was working. Then I took Srimad Bhagavatam and I began to read from Dasama Skanda, 10th Canto, and immediately no problem.
When time will come to no medicine, nothing will.
I saw with Guru
Krishna
words.
Has arranged everything. Yeah. He arranged trap also. These diseases are uncool to our bhajan. Uncool means
favorable. Yeah,
we are karmi. Yeah. We are going hither and thither and doing so and so. Krishna tells that sit down and do this.
Yeah, I see that with our god brother Ayendra. He gets so many diseases, but the more disease he gets, the more he advances spiritually, because he has no more enjoyment with the material body. He is understanding that it's a blessing in disguise.
We don't want to do vairagya.
No.
Krishna wants that you should do vairagya. So he gives like
disease
and so on. Stomach trouble.
Yes. Very nice way to understand.
So anything happen, we should do good.
No matter what happens. Good health, bad health.
Now we can go on. So this was Prayojana, that's clear.
Prayojana Tattva.
Why is it
clear? Who am I?
Why is that?
He says,
Krishna.
His question is, Danadhar Maharaj's question. He said, this is Prayojana Tattva. But why, from reading this, it does not appear to be Prayojana Tattva?
Read.
Who is Krishna? Who am I?
What
are these material and spiritual worlds? Considering all these things, a devotee of Hari, versed in Shastras, shuns all sins and virtues, and keeps off all kinds of offenses, aparadhas, always keeps the company of pious men, and as a good slave of Hari, drinks the nectar of the divine names of Hari, with great joy. So
nectar of divine name. What is this?
Means the chanting of the holy names, tasting of the names.
Testing. How he will test?
That doesn't say here.
That is hidden. That is pravija.
So it's hidden.
Hidden.
The meaning of prayojana. Here the prayojana tattva is hidden.
Nam. A man does harinam. How he will test?
Some problem?
No. How he will test the name? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking name. Mantra. And he saw Krishna. Krishna came, float in his hand, standing Tribhangi, Tribhanga Lalit, you know? Tribhanga Lalit. And Mudhar Muskan, with Muskan.
And smiling.
Laughing, smiling. He stands before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is telling to his Gurudev. ran away to catch Krishna. And he become
backside.
He was running. And at last, when he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went nearest to Krishna, he went, entered in the kunj and
Krishna,
then he fell down and weeping. By doing Harinam, and when name is Siddha, Siddha Dasa, then name and Nemi becomes one.
Siddha Dasa, what did you say? Siddha.
Name and Nami.
You used the Krishna. Sanskrit word, Siddha.
Siddha, Avastha.
Avastha.
Then Krishna and name becomes one thing. And the pastimes of Krishna is the pastime of name. Then it takes rasa swadan in Ashtakaliya Leela or other past tense. That is name Ashwadan. That is Prayojan Tattva.
What does that mean, Ashwadan?
Ashwadan.
Ashwadan, what does that mean?
To have taste.
Taste.
Taste of that thing. Sitting here, doing name, chanting Harina. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he is seeing everything. Name becomes Krishna and Radha. Hare Radha, Krishna Krishna, Ram Ram, Radha Rama. And all pastimes is going on. And he is seeing Nishanta Leela. Nishanta Leela, you know? Nishanta Leela, Pratakari Leela.
This is Ashtakaliya.
Ashtakaliya.
That will be coming later.
That's it, Prayojan Tattva. It is hidden. Ashwadan, in Ashwadan word.
Can I just ask you, when we were talking about the Kam Gayatri Bij, Klim, Ka, Krishna, La, Radha,
Radhika,
then?
E, myself, Krishna Dashi, Radha Dashi, and that point is Vritti of Gopi. Mane the
nature,
the bhav, you know,
the bhav
of gopi is on the head.
By my
bhav, I am giving myself in the feet of Radha and Krishna.
Okay. I need that for Brahma Samhita.
Very most important is that this point dot.
That dot.
Very, very.
What is the Sanskrit for that dot called?
Bindu.
Bindu. Just bindu.
Bindu.
In drama also, there's beach and bindu.
Bindu.
Drop.
Most important thing in this thing. Without bindu, nothing is there. That is prayojan.
We see that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, all of these terms, bindu, bij,
nad,
all of these things, we also find this, we find the same thing described in Natya Shastra. So, which came first?
First, Radha Krishna.
Right.
Bilas is after.
Bilas.
Bilas. That. Natya is Bilas of Radha Krishna.
Okay.
Nothing.
Now a bit further. We go to this point, huh? What's your next question?
Let me see.
That bindu is Swaha.
The bindu is Swaha.
Swaha.
Yes. Giving myself.
That is bindu. Very lucky you are. Very, 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 very. More than me. More than me.
Our situation is described in this chapter when we describe
Chaya, what is it? Attachment. Pada attachment and Chaya attachment. Chaya, what is it?
Reflection and our...
Bhava, but not Bhava. What is it? You have Bhava. And it's some little comes to us. It's in the chapter.
That is our fortune.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I know your Gurudev is giving. I'm only Dalal ke king near Jerry.
Mediator.
Medium. Yes.
I'm only.
So then, what is the.
Well, the next was.
What is your question?
We just wanted, as we wanted to have this explained.
Okay.
Not Bitake.
This one explained.
Well, here, you want me to read?
He says. Yeah. That's why I asked the question. Is this I thought was the 10th Vasudeva. Is this an explanation of it? They didn't like that question.
What is the, which is the tenth of the Dashmula? Which, what exactly is the tenth? Which, what is the exact tenth mula?
Oh. Amnaya praha tattam harimiha paramam sarva shaktim rasadhim tadbhinam sasya jivan prakriti kavalitam. Svabhavat bheda bhed sakalam api hare sadhanam shuddh bhakti shaddham tat priti meve ittu padasit janan gaurucha.
Where is this from?
Huh?
What you have just quoted.
No, in this.
Where is it from?
Yeah.
In Jivadharma, which place? That what you have just recited, is it exactly
in this,
here? In Jivadharma. Which place exactly?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written also so many books. Yeah. Dasmula Tattvam.
There's a book.
No, this is a book.
Because I wanted to get the translation of that exact verse. Mm. So I want to find out where it is.
Nice. Mm. In translation, in this you can have that translation.
Well, I don't find
it.
What chapter?
Chapter 13.
13. Here, 12. 13. Huh?
In the beginning, after 10 line,
Amnaya
Praha.
Here, I am telling you, Dashamula. You are a scholar, just comprehend the true meaning. I remember this. So, of these, first one is the proof of authority, or authority.
Amnaya.
Huh. This introductory sloka is the aggregate of Dashamula. The next sloka that is going to be given is the first one.
The 10 things are in this sloka. And after that, all sloks are for one thing. Like, Amnaya Praha. Then second is, Krishna Hari is Paramatattva.
Yeah, you have given me this when Brahma submitted to discussion.
So, all are for one thing. And this sloka is for 10 things.
Anyway, I remember seeing
this. This just like root and this explanation.
Yes. Okay. Now, so the tenth one is, tenth root is what? What is the exact?
Prayojan, prem.
But prem, just?
Prem, but what kind of prem? Gopi prem, not Krishna.
Asrajati
prem. Or father mother's prem, vasalya prem, sakha prem, dasya prem, and Madhur Prem. And especially Madhur is Charam Prayojan.
But not Krishna Prem.
No. Because he is Vishaya. His Prem we cannot have. We will have the Prem like Gopis, father, mother and all these things. We cannot have Vishaya Jatiya Prem. So if we serve Krishna, we gain nothing. Zero. And if we serve Srimati Radhika, and not Radhika, but Lalita Vishakha Chitra and Rupmanjari Vishishi, then we will have everything. Everything. If we want anything and we serve Krishna, Krishna will tell that I cannot do. Please go there.
Yes.
Lord. By the mercy of Gopis, we will have.
You want me to read this or not?
Did you write a specific question on this?
No. It was just an explanation.
What?
It was an explanation.
What are your questions? You wrote questions now, didn't you?
But some of them were these.
Well,
because this
why don't you just explain it how we understood it and see if it's correct?
First of all, we have to read. Where is the part you want read? Tell me, so I read here?
341.
Okay. Yeah. Here is the next place. Babaji Maharaj is speaking. The real. Here.
In 13th?
Yeah, we're back. No, no, 20.
22.
22.
Huh? 22.
Okay. Babaji Maharaj is speaking.
Yeah.
The real aspect of the unalloyed self consciousness, which is like a part of the sun of love, the sun of love, is the first germination. It is the beginning of God consciousness.
You are understanding?
Something.
Very clear.
It is this.
Bhav is the first annihilation of prema.
Yes.
That
is the meaning.
If prema is Surya, Surya means sun, then Bhav is his first rays. Not first rays, Abhash.
This is the top of page 341. It is this particular. You want more?
Okay. After that,
yeah.
Do you know what is Shuddha Sattva?
Shuddha Sattva.
It has been re-exercised. After that, you should.
I told you that was Shuddha Sattva. You said
this is very.
It is this particular aspect of unalloyed self-consciousness. That means Shuddha Sattva. Unalloyed self.
You should write this word here.
Yes, Shuddha Sattva.
Unalloyed affection is not.
No, he says unalloyed self-consciousness. It's the wrong meaning.
Wrong meaning.
Pure consciousness, uncontaminated consciousness of the soul.
Which is the real principle of the dawn of God consciousness. Rati is another name for the first sprouting.
What is Shuddha Sattva? What do you mean?
Shuddha Sattva means when there is no contamination from Triguna. There's no effect of the three modes of material nature. It is
Vasudeva Shabditam, that verse. Vishuddha Sattva.
Ukhano bekha gadara boito bachena.
Then after that,
Vishuddha Sattva, Vasudeva, Shabditam. Where you can pure consciousness.
Pure consciousness.
No.
There are two kinds of Shuddha Sattva. When by remembering Krishna or his parikar, Gopi in the Yashoda. When our Atma, Shuddha Sattva, Shuddha Sarir, is affected, then it is called Vishuddha Sattva. And second meaning is this. The Bhav of Ragatmika Bhakta. Understanding? Bhav of Ragatmika Jan, like Yashoda, Nanda, Gop, Gopi. By that, they are serving Krishna, that Bhav is in Ragatmik Parijan. If we are doing bhajan under guidance of Ragatmik Jan, and they by grace, mercy, give that idea to in our heart, that idea is called Shuddha Sattva. Very important thing. This is beginning Raganuga Bhakti. Yes. Then after this, Sthai Bhav will come. Without this, a Sthai Bhav cannot come.
Sthai Bhav means?
I am mother of Krishna permanently. No change at all. when we realize this, our Siddha Swarup,
our real existence,
our Gopi Bhav, or any Bhav.
Yes, Sthayi Bhav.
Sthayi Bhav.
What does the word Sthayi mean?
Sthayi means permanent, perpetual. That is called. We should try to have this thing, Shuddha Sattva. After Shuddha Sattva, Sthayi Bhav comes. And after a Sthayi Bhav, Vibhav, Sattvik, Sanchari,
yeah.
Ashtasattvik comes. And then all combination becomes Ras.
Very high thing.
Very high thing, very high thing. And another is a chit mind when attacked by Krishna Smaran, Chit Drava, then it is called Shuddha Sattva. Second thing is this.
Explain that one again.
Isn't that what's mentioned here?
Here. The mental propensity called consciousness, which is an aspect of all enlightening power, means chit shakti, of the real self, may be said to be unalloyed self-consciousness. That is not an aspect of illusion. When that mental
propensity... He had not described so that I have told you.
No.
But that thing is that.
No, he has not said anything about follow the ragatmika devotee giving this. No, he has not mentioned anything.
In books there, you know, there is lock and key.
Hidden meaning.
Hidden. Because everyone will read and try to understand.
So in your edition, have you mentioned about that?
Not so things, but I have touched.
But you also are keeping it hidden.
Because our Guru Varg has done this.
Yeah.
Neither you will not come to me.
Do you want to explain?
That's good. Okay. Continue, I think.
Yeah.
We have desire to learn, but I see that in our society or in others, no desire of learning all these things. So don't know all these things.
Even in our ISKCON, it is also a little bit sometimes like that. Not everybody has a desire.
No.
Although they want to have this knowledge, it is not available.
Not available.
It's not available, actually.
Anything.
Because the Shastra isn't enough, practically, you have to hear it from...
No.
It even explains here.
I'm not exactly sure.
But it explains here that...
But I have a taste to know and to interact.